Welcome back, my dear friends, to the second day of Hachzek. We are in the introduction of the Orchas Tzadikim, Ways of the Righteous, and we're going to continue now on page 12 of the Treasure of Life. Chamisha koichos yesh ba'adam. There are five senses that mankind possesses. Ha'echod hu koyach hashmia. One is the ability to hear. Hasheni hu koyach ha'ru'us. The second is the ability to see. Hashlishi hu koyach ha'reach. The third is the ability to smell, to take in a scent, an aroma. Ha'revi hu koyach ha'tam. Then we have the ability to taste. Ha'chamishi hu koyach ha'mishush. And the fifth sense is the ability to touch and to feel. When you feel like you're touching something, you touch something, you feel it. Everything that a person does, every experience that we have, include one of these five senses. And the author here is telling us that none of our pleasures, none of our activities that we do in our world are possible without these one of these five senses. And the heart operates by way of these five senses. It gets its energy, it gets its intake from these five senses. Because only through these five senses do we act. Now let's just understand what's going on over here. Our heart functions because of these five senses, meaning if a person doesn't smell something and desire its flavor, the heart doesn't desire eating it. If a person, we'll see soon a couple of examples. For example, if you think about music has the ability, because you hear something, it has the ability to connect an emotion with that music. There's certain music that you listen to and it reminds you of a certain place that you were at or a certain time that you were hearing this music. Because music is a connector of emotions and it locks in that emotion and that feeling that you had when you heard it the first time, and then every time that you continue to hear that music, it can bring back that memory. The same thing is with food. The same thing is with each of these five senses. But if a person doesn't see something, he doesn't desire it. If a person doesn't see a certain fashion item, a suit, anything that you can imagine, then a person doesn't desire it because the heart doesn't desire something that one of the senses don't see. So a blind person, for example, like he will bring an example in a minute, isn't able to be arrogant because it's just not one of the things that he has been able to see, and therefore that sense not operating doesn't attract the heart to desire it. And the desire of the heart gets pulled by these senses. Halev yesh boy deois rabois. The heart has many desires and many wants. Kigoin, hagavo, vaanovo, arrogance and humility. Hazikorin vashikho, the ability to remember things and forgetfulness. Hayogan vasimcho, sadness and happiness, sorrow and happiness. Habusho vaazos, the shame in the end, the chutzpah. The heart has many, many different functions, many desires, and many things that operate within us. Now, we have inborn traits, but many of our traits get stronger or weaker based on our senses. Someone who's blind can't have the arrogance like someone who sees. Same with any person who has a heart, should make every effort. Every person should strive and utilize every opportunity in their lifetime to advance themselves and to grow to the greatest level they can, with these five senses. Ve'al yishtamish b'chameshes koychoisav uberoiv deoisav umidoisav el bedavar shehu tzorich liyos noida b'chesed u'masim tovim. A person has to be very, very careful because these five senses are so powerful, it can lead a person astray. And a person can do terrible things with these five senses, as we can see in the world. There are people who use the same wisdom that they could be building, they use to destroy. The same, you know, like Mr. Nobel, the Nobel Peace Prize. He invented the nitrogen bomb, the atom bomb. And he felt that what he created was now being used for war. So therefore, he created the Nobel Peace Prize. Because he felt his koyches were used in a negative way, he wants to use it for something positive, and therefore he made a special award given for those who bring peace to the world instead of war to the world. But that's an example of someone who has strengths and abilities and can use it for the negative or could use it for the positive. And here, our author of the Orchas Tzadikim is telling us how important it is to make sure that we use each and every one of our strengths and our weaknesses specifically for doing good things. V'zeh tachlis ha-toivah. And this is the essence of all good. She'imi giyah adam l'mayla toivah. And if someone is fortunate to have a good virtue, a good quality, lo'olam yachmod lalos el malo shehi l'malo mizos ha-malo. He should always desire and want for it to grow to the greatest level possible. Ad she'agila tachlis ha-toivah, till he becomes perfect. And then you will get to the world of reward. What's the world of reward? We know that this world is the world of struggle. It's the world of action. It's the world of challenge. What is the world to come? The world to come is the world Olam Shekulo Tov. It's the world of all good. The world where we get rewarded for all of the challenges that we were able to overcome in our lifetime. For all of the goodness that we have attained through our life on this earth with all the challenges, with all the struggles, with all the turmoil, with all of the tests that the Almighty places before us. When we're able to overcome all of these challenges and to elevate ourselves to the greatest level possible, that's when we get the world to come, a world filled with goodness, Shehu Olam Haba, which is the world to come. V'kvar nis'avid David lahagia latuv hazeh ha'olam haba. El tuv olam haba, be'omro ma rav tuvcha asher tzofanto lireyecha. What is all that good that you have prepared for your beloved, for your loved ones? Who's Hashem's loved ones? Those who do the will of Hashem, those who aspire and use every opportunity in their lifetime to elevate and to grow step by step. Ve'omar yirviu medeshem beisecha v'nachal adonecha sashkem. They will enjoy the fatness of your house, referring to the house of Hashem, and you will have them drink of the river of your pleasures, from the river of your pleasures, which is referring to all of the amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Almighty, will bestow upon those who are righteous and do the will of Hashem. Ve'amala zos lo yegia eleha ela haroila. Not everyone gets this reward in the world to come. Only those who are righteous, those who are following the guidelines of the author of this book and toil throughout their lifetime for this goodness. K'mosha amar, mi yogur ba'olecha, mi yishkan b'har kotshecha, ho'lech tamim u'fol tzedek. Who will attain this greatness? Those who walk in innocence and act with righteousness. V'shara inyon shenemar sham, and you can look over there for more verses in Psalms 31 that talk about this greatness. V'kevin shehizkarnu yisro n'malos ha'odom, and now that we've mentioned the superior state of man, man who accomplishes greatness, one who goes step by step in growing, in using, utilizing every challenge for the good, roi loner levar chashivu sugnusoi, tovosoi viraosoi, ach ye lifne maskil, derech yosher shi yochle agia lechotzar melech agadol. Now that we understand this concept that we need to utilize every opportunity we have to grow and to overcome the challenges that we have. So if a person has the ability to do good, to do kindness, in the right way, to do kindness in a way that elevates, not to have kindness to those. For example, the Talmud says that one who is merciful on the cruel will end up being cruel to the merciful. Meaning there's a way to be kind in the wrong way. And that kindness, even though it's kindness, but it's in the wrong way, it's the wrong channel of those opportunities, there can be terrible repercussions for using the good in a negative way. Kvar tibocher nafsho b'chol mido b'chol kocha mikol mido hatov v'haboru v'yizro kapsolos v'yikach hasoles. And we're going to talk about how to take the good and leave the bad. We know that in everything, you know, you eat some food, there's some parts of the food that is good, some parts of the food that is not so good. For example, a person eats a chicken. The chicken has a desirable part of it, and the chicken has a less desirable part of it. But every mida, every trait that a person has a virtuous part and has a negative, not so admirable part of it. And that's what we're going to look into further in the future episodes. We're going to hopefully elaborate throughout the book about, for example, happiness. There's a right time for happiness. We know there's a time where the halacha tells us we should increase in happiness. And then there's a time where the halacha tells us that we minimize in happiness. There's a time, a right time for everything. My dear friends, have an amazing Shabbos and looking forward to continue day number 3 on Sunday.